1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options this week during Flood Insurance Awareness Week. According to the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts 2021 Assessment Report, the past decade was the wettest on record. Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. Property owners in special flood hazard areas who have mortgages from federally regulated lenders are required to carry flood insurance. Those who are not required to have coverage may still want to review their individual flood risk. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search for your address on FEMA's Map Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. The DOT's February Law of the Month is to see and be seen. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan encourages drivers to check that their headlights are on and working properly when it's dark or when visibility is limited. Headlights help keep everyone safe and be more visible to other drivers. Remember that automatic light settings aren't always reliable, especially at dusk and when it's foggy, snowing, or raining. Carnahan recommends checking your headlights for ice, snow, and other debris that can restrict visibility. Headlights should also be amber or white without decorative covers. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin took another pounding from storms last night, with tornado and high winds. Rain and hail fell on already saturated soil, and flooding concerns are growing after what's been one of the wettest starts to April in years. In northeast Wisconsin, the focus has been on the Big Falls Dam on the Little Wolf River. Water levels there rose sharply in the past 24 hours, and officials warned that failure was imminent. Rivers across the state, including the Wolf and Fox, remain high or just above flood stage. Farther south, around Kenosha and Racine, flood warnings have mostly expired, but the ground is still drenched and can't handle much more rain. The National Weather Service says more showers are possible today, keeping flood risks high for parts of the state. Five Republican state senators are now sitting out this fall's election after Jesse James said today he won't run again. James had planned to take on Democratic Senator Jeff Smith for a western Wisconsin seat, but he's dropping out, saying time away from his family played a big role in the decision. His choice means Republicans lose another possible candidate in what's already a tight race to keep their majority. The GOP started this session with 18 seats to Democrats' 15 and will need to win at least two of four swing seats to stay on top. Senator Howard Markline is now the only Republican planning to run again in those contested districts. And a lab worker at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is in trouble with the law. Police say Makoto Kuroda was arrested last week on charges of recklessly endangering safety for having a chemical in the lab. It's unknown what the chemical was, but police were called when an odor was coming from the facility. The 41-year-old Madison resident was taken into custody and booked into Dane County Jail. Officials called it an isolated incident, adding there's no danger to the public. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Another loss for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. When the Brewers host the Blue Jays tonight, they'll be trying to snap a six-game losing streak. The Crew losing 9-7 last night in extra innings. They're now at 500 with a record of 8-8. Tonight, it's Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee against the Blue Jays right-hander Dylan Cease. Christian Yelich is out, placed on the 10-day IL with a groin injury. One report, though, says he could be out 4-6 weeks. The Wisconsin Badgers have named Marcus Sedbury as the interim AD to replace Chris McIntosh as athletic director. Sedbury's been an assistant the past 4 years. Head coach Luke Fickell says McIntosh told him last week he was leaving for a job with the Big Ten.
You know, as Mac and I sat and we talked about, like, having a guy, if you know him really well and you could sit down and be friends with, but we all understand this is big boy ball and this is a big business, and it comes down to doing your job and doing it really well. And, you know, what helps the relationship best of all is having success on the field and having a good product.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon and again into this evening. One or two of those could be strong to severe, so stay weather aware here today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms will drop to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, an isolated shower or thunder shower with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your lacrosse news roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.